Well, Gary, we try to stay as far ahead of the curve as we can on this, and we hear from our board members and from the state associations, particularly Florida and Georgia, any rumblings are coming out. We try to track that starting in the early spring, back in March, April, and see how they think the season's going. We had plenty of advance notice that it was going to be a later season, and a lot of people were worried it was going to back up. So we had in place a number of items. We've been running for 3 months now. There's a huge electronic billboard up in New York City in Times Square where we're running watermelon ads, particularly for Florida, the entire month of June and into July. There are millions and millions of people passing by this board, and so you see watermelon at these fine stores. So we tied that together with promotions up and down the East Coast for the first time, getting these store chains, big ones, A&P, Wegmans, people like that, Kroger as well, to actually identify the origin of the watermelon. So we had a lot of activity going on and still do it for the rest of the season. All the month of July, we're running a national, actually global campaign, if you will. This includes Canada, so the whole continent's involved in this watermelon display contest. In fact, I took the Georgia and Florida watermelon queens, the new watermelon queens, up to Toronto at the time of the G20, which wasn't a clever move, but that's when this Canadian chain, Longo's, ran their ninth annual watermelon eating contest at all their stores. And the ladies did a terrific job for us and moved a lot of watermelon.
You know, when the producer's out there in the heat of the season and putting that a few cents per hundredweight into checkoff, they oftentimes may not put together where that checkoff adds up to be on these major promotions in the areas of the country and the continent that are so far removed from where that produce is actually grown.
That's true, and we do not have the money that the big commodities have. We've had to wean the stores off expecting big chunks of money, so we've got to come up with innovative ways, and that's one of the reasons we like to use these watermelon queens from all over the country, because any produce manager will tell you having an attractive young woman who knows her product in a tiara and sash in the produce section really drives a lot of sales.
But the same thing goes with leveraging your bucks, I guess, on these promotions as you try to find leveraging partners to get a lot more bang for those bucks.
Absolutely. And the best thing about watermelon, I tell this to all the growers as often as I can, it's a very positive product. Everybody likes it, and the stores are going to carry it. Our job just consists of telling those produce managers, the more you stack up in there, the more you're going to sell. People want to buy watermelon.